Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting third, the left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Craig Anderson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Anderson. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Ashburn scores. Mantilla moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mantilla scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chacon for the out. Two outs. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Pagan. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Woodling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Throneberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Neal moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman bunts towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neal scores. Throneberry moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Marichal drops the ball. Woodling moves to second. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal bunts towards the mound. Duffalo fields it and throws to third for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thronberry strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. Chacon is called out on strikes. One out. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Davenport reaches third base with a triple. Alou scores. Hiller goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Mets. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Mets. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Willie McCovey. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Matty Alou now playing left field. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornberry moves to second. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-3 in the game. Chacon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport juggles the ball. That's an error on Davenport. Thornberry moves to third. Christopher moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to home to get Thornberry. Christopher moves to third. Cannell moves to second. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Christopher scores. Cannell moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 5, Giants, 5. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Cannell scores. Ashburn scores. Mantilla goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Mets. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing center field. Vinegar Bend Mizell now pitching. Joe Pignatano pinch hits for Ed Bailey. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Bob Miller now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thornberry. Pignatano moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Pignatano moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 5. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Pignatano now catching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thornberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keen pinch hits for Stu Miller. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.